RDU 98.5. Now, I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now, hot off the back of their new music releases. Plus, they have a show coming up in Ototahi very, very soon. I am delighted to have Andrew from the Fuzzies on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey there, how's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very excited, actually. Haven't been excited in a long time, so we're very excited.
Yes, I'd say it must be an exciting time for you. New music, tour going on. How are you feeling about it at all?
Pretty stressed, actually. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Shows have been so far, it's been really good fun, and it's great sort of getting out there and meeting people, which is really cool. Playing out of Auckland is also a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine it will be nice to have a change of scenery. I'll get to your show soon, but first of all, I want to talk to you about Cupid. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Cupid is, it's most of the songs that we've played in our set for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm.
And it's been a long time coming, so we're excited that they're finally sort of on something that people can actually put on a record player and play, as opposed to just having to see us live. Now they can actually put a bit of the Fuzzies, which is quite cool.
Now, was it very different recording it compared to when you're playing it live?
What we did is we went into the studio at Airwick Studios, and Darren it's a completely analog studio, so it was quite good. We knew the song so well because we've been playing for a long time, so we just literally played them live, and there's very, very few overdubs. It was just all done quite quickly in the space of less than a week.
Wow. That's very impressive. And that kind of actually answers my next question, because I was going to ask, you're all relatively experienced musicians. Like, do you find it quite easy to pump out the music these days? But I take it you guys kind of work as a bit of a well-oiled machine now.
Well, yeah, I guess we've been playing these songs for a while, so we can literally do them in our sleep. So, you know, so that's quite good. So we know them really well, and I think it's really important when you go to a studio to actually know the songs really well as well. So it makes the whole recording process a lot easier.
Mm.
Songs kind of evolve over time as well. When they first start out, they sound one way, but after every sort of few months, they kind of evolve and change again.
Yeah, right.
So I said quite a long gestation period, I suppose, to get them to where they were.
Now, was it intentional to use a completely analog studio for recording it?
We were quite keen on that. We're quite keen on just getting that sort of, I don't know, that sort of retro sound, if that makes sense.
Mm, yeah. Now, as I mentioned, you're playing here in Ototahi, Christchurch, this week, actually, on Friday. Why is it taking so long to get back to Christchurch?
This is actually our first time in Christchurch.
Oh my gosh.
Very excited about that. But the weird thing about it is we're playing this show on Friday, then we're coming back again in November for two shows, actually.
Oh, brilliant.
We're touring with an American guy called Greg Franco. He's been here a few times. So we'll be back with him again in November. So we're excited about that too.
Oh, good. Making up for lost time there, I approve. Now, for those who haven't kind of seen you guys live before, what should audience members be expecting?
We're a three-piece band. So we've got Kelly on guitar and Nicky on bass. And me on the drums, so just make a sort of setup like that. But we have, I guess, with Kelly and Nicky, alternate vocals quite a bit. So you get that quite a bit of variety in styles. Nicky's quite sort of sweet sort of pop songs, whereas alt and indie pop songs, whereas you've got Kelly who's a lot darker than that. They kind of go hand in hand, really. It's quite good. They're quite almost opposites, if that makes sense.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I honestly am so excited to see you guys live. And I'm glad that's how you answered that question, actually. Because I wanted to ask about Side of My Own, which was sent to me, and someone begged me. They said, please, please play this song at the end of your interview. This is the one that should be played. And it's a little different for you guys, Side of My Own. Where did this come about? Were you guys really trying to have kind of this broad array of music?
I mean, it's one of Kelly's songs. So, like I was saying, he's quite different from Nicky's songs. So you probably would have heard a couple of songs have been played on RDU recently. Nicky's songs are quite sort of indie pop.
Yeah, right.
Simon is a lot darker than that. And that's Kelly. Kelly's songs are pretty dark. He's got a distinctive voice. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun to play this song. So looking forward to bringing it to Christchurch, yeah.
Yeah, now, as you're the drummer, correct?
Yep.
Now I have this firm belief that drummers are actually the backbone of an entire band, and bands would be nothing without their drummers. Because you guys have like this variety of music, how do you find it, or do you like the challenge in mixing it all up?
Yeah, I guess my drumming style is quite distinct. It's not the regular style. What I love about seeing bands is you're right. The drummer's quite integral in band sound, and I guess my drumming is nothing like your normal. It's very distinctive. It's one of those things. I think a good drummer can make a band, a pretty crap band, sound really amazing, and a crap drummer can make a really good band sound kind of ordinary. So
yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't think I'm, I'm a fabulous drummer, but I certainly have passion, and I think the drumming style I do suits the songs that we play.
Oh, you are far, far too humble, Andrew, honestly. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and congratulations on this new music. So excited that you're playing in Christchurch this week. We really, really appreciate it. Andrew, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Sam. Really appreciate the opportunity.
And that is Andrew of the Fuzzies, who are playing this Friday, right smack bang here in Ototahi. And here is a brand new song from them. This is called Side of My Own. Absolutely love the song. The moment I heard it, I was like, yes, this is a good track. So here it is, Side of My Own by the Fuzzies. Enjoy, guys.
I'm on my own.